The Fitton Center for Creative Arts in Hamilton, Ohio has a full schedule of classes, performances, exhibitions, and so much more. I'm delighted to welcome Executive Director Ian McKenzie Thurley. So welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So what's going to be going on starting the last week in January? And you have a plethora of things going on.
We really do. We start off the new year in February, February 1st. We have the Butler Philharmonic coming into our theatre as part of our Shifty exhibition. So we have an exhibition opening in our galleries. Great, fantastic new art happening there. But we also have a co-production happening with the Butler Philharmonic, which we'll see with Eyes That Hear and Ears That See by Paul John Stanbury. It's a brand new piece of music that reflects the art that's going on in our galleries. And we're going to also have a live artist in Billy Sims, who's going to be creating a piece of art right on stage there with the orchestra playing while the music plays, which reflects the art that's in the galleries. It's absolutely mind-blowing. We're so excited about this. And this is a brand new composition just for the Fitton Center and the Butler Philharmonic.
And Stanbury is a local composer?
He is. He has been in Hamilton for many years and has led the Butler Philharmonic. They are now going through some changes, and they do have a guest conductor also performing that evening with Scott Woodward. And they will be also performing the Symphony No. 3 by Schubert. We'll have a violin concerto by Brooke and also the Egmont Overture by Beethoven. And Billy Sims, who is one of our instructors and one of our artists in the Shifty exhibition, who will be making live art on stage with music going on around him, and the music directly reflects what's going on in our galleries. We're incredibly excited about this.
What else have you got going on?
Going on through our Fitton Showstopper series, heading into May and April and March, we have Shades of Bublé coming up in March. That's a three-man tribute to the great Michael Bublé and that incredible music there. Jason Farnham is coming in from the West Coast. He plays a mean piano, inside out, upside down, right side up. And we have some fantastic local guests joining him on stage that evening. And then we finish out our theater season down in the Fitton Family Theater with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, which is incredible music of Elton John. But it's not a mere tribute show. It's a live band on stage, 8 or 9 members, 3 or 4 singers. They're live on stage doing that incredible music of Elton John and Bernie Taupin. So real great way to round out the year.
Those are the performances, but tell us more about the exhibitions, and I'm especially interested in the programs you have for families and individuals.
Well, our Shifty exhibition, as I said, opens on February 1st as part of the Butler Philharmonic Night, and that's a great opportunity to get into our galleries. The galleries are always open every single day. They're free of charge. You're welcome to come in and explore those. Bring a sandwich, have some lunch, bring a friend, or just find some peace and quiet that's going all around us at the moment. Nice to find a little place to chill in our gallery. Is a great way to do that. And of course, we end out our season with our member showcase. So if you're a member at the Fitton Center, you can submit one of your works or one of your kids' works or a family heirloom that you'd like to display. That has grown from incredible popularity, and we'll see that running from April into the end of the season. So lots of opportunities to interact with our galleries. And of course, our community gallery downstairs always has a revolving amount of art coming through that, from schools, from church groups, from art collectives, from my friends out in the community, and a great way to display their art right there at the Fitton Center.
And you offer an exceptional amount of classes.
We do. We are doing education for little people, middle-sized people, and big people like me every single day. We're running about 6 days a week with those, and opportunities in our studios to work with clay or ceramics or tiles with our mosaic department. We have digital media and photography, and we have a fantastic printmaking class as well. Great opportunities for the novice, people really looking to get started with their art, or those maybe coming back to it after years of letting it sit there for a while. We welcome everybody in at all levels, and it's a great opportunity to get some time for yourself. And that's what we find with a lot of our students. It's their time to be in the studio to work. And it's a great collective. We have incredible instructors that can bring their talents to that. But all the other people that are in your group or in your class are really supportive of the artwork that's going on and the learning experience at the Fitton Center.
The Fitton Center offers a really exciting series of family programs. Talk about that, please.
We do. Our Fitton Family Friday series is exceptionally popular. For the January show, the Dino show, we had over 55 people on our waiting list to grab tickets for that. So that's not a sales pitch. That's just a little bit of advice because we love to see children and families there. We have our friends from Madcap Puppets coming back this year with Twice Upon a Time there on February 7. Princess and the Pea with Lexington Children's Theatre on March 6. And Dragons Love Tacos from Playhouse in the Park. And this was an easy get for me because that was one of my favorite children's books that I used to read to my little girl when she was a little bit younger. Dragons Love Tacos, lots of fun. I'm excited to see that on stage. That's the one I've been looking forward to all year long.
And these are in the evenings at your theater?
They are. We have a free family reception at 6:30 up in our ballroom. You can come and get something to eat with the family and the kids. And at 7:30, we do the show. And it only goes for about 50 minutes to an hour. There's a little bit of chance for Q&A with the actors on stage. And we invite everybody down for a photograph there. But you're down within the hour and are able to get the kids home and into bed. But it truly is a fabulous family experience right there in our Fitton Family Theatre.
And then we've got a jazz and cabaret series too.
Indeed. We do not stop at the Fitton Center. We're upstairs in our ballroom and we kick things off again for 2020 with the Hot Magnolias. And we are doing a Mardi Gras party night there on February 22nd. A great opportunity to hear this great Creole band. There'll be music and dancing, a dance floor there for you to cut a rug, as it were. There is a bar upstairs. Lots of fun. We invite everybody to dress up and have a good time. Then heading into March, Two Sketchy Dames bring sketch comedy and improv and music and a lot of fun to the ballroom, part of our jazz and cabaret series. And we end things out. We have Drag Show 2, and that is on Saturday, May 2nd, 2020. This is our second drag show. 2 years ago, we had the Queens in, and they were an absolute riot. They tore the walls off the place. So successful, so much fun, so much energy, and a great show upstairs in our ballroom. We had to have them back by popular demand. Last time they were around, they were completely sold out with a waiting list out the door.
And are they local or are they?
They are. They come from all around the Cincinnati and Dayton area. Brooklyn Steel Tate will be there leading the show and emceeing again for us that evening. And it's a great opportunity to come out and have some fun at the Fitton Center.
Thanks so much, Ian. Ian McKenzie Thurley is Executive Director of the Fitton Center for Creative Arts in Hamilton. You can find out so much more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.
It was a night, oh what a night it was, there really was such a night. Oh, the moon was bright, oh how bright it was, there really was such a night. Oh, the night was alive with stars above. When she kissed me, I had to fall in love.